mother played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Jean Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Wearing a dress and hat, Edith shakes pills into her hand.
Morning, Ma.
Morning.
Well, what's the matter? You got a headache?
Not yet. These are for the one I'm gonna get.
Ma, don't be afraid. You're only gonna be asking people for a job.
Oh, I ain't afraid of the asking. I'm afraid of the answers.
Ma, worrying is not gonna help you find a job. Now, don't be so nervous.
Oh, I can't help it, Gloria. I protected my underarms twice. The second time I used Archie's deodorant, the one with the brute strength. But I still feel weak everywhere else.
Ma, when you walk into those offices, you gotta say to yourself, I'm gonna get that job. Do you understand what I'm saying, Ma? You gotta think positive.
Yeah, but what if they think positive and say we don't want you?
Ma, don't sell yourself short.
It ain't my height I'm worried about. Just that I ain't done this sort of thing for years. 25 years.
Well, maybe you should have. Maybe Daddy's being on strike is a blessing in disguise.
There ain't no blessing in all them bills that gotta be paid.
Remember Daddy saying he thought the strike would be over by the weekend?
Oh, yeah. That was 3 weekends ago. Sometimes I think it'll never end.
Oh, Ma, don't worry. You're going to go out there and knock them dead. You're going to get a job just like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you're right. Oh, thanks, Gloria. Mwah. You made me feel better.
You see? All it takes is confidence.
Hey, who's been reading the New York Times?
Me. I've been reading the Help Wanted ads.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wouldn't get my hopes up too high, Ma.
Gloria rolls her eyes.
Yeah, the way the economy's going, it's not that easy to get a job.
Michael.
Well, it's true. Look at me. I've been trying to get a part-time job for 3 weeks. It's impossible.
Michael?
And I'm a lot younger than Ma.
Michael, shut up. Ma.
Yeah, I know, Gloria. Positive thinking.
She mimics Gloria's knee slap before running to the living room.
Oh, boy, you're a big help.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it. Hey, Ma, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean anything by that.
Oh, that's all right, Mike. How do I look?
You look fine.
You don't think this dress is too revealing? I don't think I should look too sexy.
Don't worry, Ma, you never do. So what kind of job are you looking for?
Well, something that pays good but don't need no previous experience.
Have you thought about going into politics?
I'm gonna see about 3 clerking jobs and then a receptionist. That's what I think I'd like to do. Receptin.
Did you see all the firms here? They're advertising for Girl Friday.
Oh, yeah, I saw them, but one day's work wouldn't be enough. I gotta get going. You know what they say. The early bird catches the worm.
Yeah, and also leaves the house before Archie finds out what it's doing.
Oh, you figured that out, huh? Well, wish me luck.
Good luck, Ma.
You know, Ma, you can do it.
Oh, my, I feel just like a teenager when I first started going out on job interviews. Only now I can hold my head up.
Because of the self-confidence I gave you, right?
No. Now I ain't got no pimples to hide.
Bye, Ma.
Edith scurries out the door, leaving Mike and Gloria grinning.
She's really something. After all these years looking for a job, Boy, she's quite a woman.
Yeah, isn't she?
Yeah, almost makes up for your father. I know, I shouldn't knock him. After all, he did one thing that no other man could do. He made you.
Oh, Michael, that's lovely.
As they kiss, Archie walks in.
Now, look at this.
Come right off the picket line into a massage park.
On the other hand, Gloria, maybe you're adopted.
Was that your mother I just seen galloping down the street?
Probably. Michael, would you help me in the kitchen with the grocery shopping list?
Yeah, sure.
I promised Mark picks them up on the way home.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you. That was your mother running down the street.
Well, then what are you asking me for? Butter?
Got it.
Of course. I want to know what the hell she's up to.
A dozen eggs.
I yelled to her. She didn't even look back at me.
Maybe she thought you were a mugger.
Such a thought. Here's another thought.
That reminds me, raspberries.
You're giving me a headache on top of the headache I already got. There's inflation and the unemployment. Worrying about going broke. The whole country's worried about going broke.
Not the defense industries.
Well, there he goes, wrapping a Pentagon again.
Milk!
If it was up to you, liberals, we would have no defense at all. You don't want us to have nothing. No armaments, no navaments, nothing. You'd have us running along the beaches in our jockey shorts. Trying to catch the Russian missiles with butterfly nets.
Arch, this country has enough bombs to kill the whole world 20 times over. So has Russia.
When we can kill it 30 times over, we'll sleep peaceful at night. Look at you. What do you want us to be? Weak? Like Norway was in World War II?
Arch, I'm not saying we should eliminate our defense budget altogether, but this administration cut the mass transit budget by half. At least in Norway, they had buses.
Buses. Sure, they had buses. That's why the Norwegians lost the war.
What?
That's right. When the Germans come marching into their country, they didn't know what was happening. They was all riding on the bus.
Archie sips his coffee and Gloria rubs her forehead.
What is it with your mother?
Nothing.
Gloria, we might as well tell him. He's going to find out sooner or later.
Come on, what?
She went looking for a job.
Oh, was that all?
You're not mad?
Why should I be mad? I don't keep her under lock and key around here. Do I look like Simon McGee? Let her go out anytime she wants. Let her look for a job. She ain't gonna find nothing.
Oh, yeah? What makes you so sure?
Oh, come on, little girl. There's 10 guys out there scratching and clawing for every job. And as Leo DeRocha said, nice guys finish last.
Well, what's that got to do with Ma?
You ever see a nicer guy than your mother?
Later, as Archie naps in his chair, Edith walks in the front door.
Who's that coming in now?
Oh, it's only me, Archie.
Oh, it's only you, Edith.
I'll get your dinner right away.
Yeah, I get my dinner right away, huh? Did you get the job?
No. How did you know I was looking for a job?
Oh, geez, Edith, it's in the papers. Edith Bunker out hunting a job. Governor declares New York a disaster area.
Archie, it was awful. I had to wait one place a whole hour. And when I finally got in, the man said, too old.
Oh. Ain't surprised, Edith. I mean, at the road, you're over the hill.
I ain't over the hill.
Well, you can certainly see the top of it.
Well, maybe I'll have better luck tomorrow.
Oh, what do you mean tomorrow, Edith? Now, come on, you ain't gonna go out there again tomorrow. I mean, don't you learn your lesson? After all, I mean, if a woman ain't got no experience, then she ought to stick to unskilled labor, like being a wife. Well, it ain't supposed to pay nothing, Edith. You're supposed to be satisfied with your, what do you call, unseen rewards.
How would you like an unseen dinner?
Well, don't bite the face off of me.
I'm just saying that somebody better bring some money in this house, and soon.
Well, somebody will, but that somebody will be wearing pants, not panties.
Archie, I'm worried.
What are you worrying about? You see me worrying?
Yeah.
Well, all right, I'm the one that's supposed to be worrying. Why are you supposed to be doing that? You're supposed to just say, c'est la vie. As the French used to say when the Germans were slaughtering. Talking about slaughter, what do we got for dinner?
Chicken croquettes and cherry gelatin for dessert.
Cherry gelatin again?
But you like cherries.
I love cherries, but not when they're set in rubber.
I'll add some extra water so it'll be more shaky.
Oh, please, I'll be chasing it all over the place.
Louise knocks on the kitchen door.
Oh, come in, Louise.
Hi. Did you get the job?
Oh, no. Oh, it was awful, Louise. Nobody wants me. I even went to the Hercules Plumbing Company where I used to work when Archie and me was going together.
Well, what did they say?
They didn't say nothing. They're a parking lot now.
Still no sign of Archie's strike ending, huh?
No.
Edith, how are your figures?
Oh, I ain't no Miss America. Like all them younger girls that are looking for jobs.
No, I mean money figures, counting figures. Could you learn how to work a cash register?
Can you learn that?
I could teach you.
Oh, well, I guess I could.
Great. George don't know it yet, but I just found someone to help in the cleaning store.
Who?
You. You can come and work for us.
Edith hugs her tight.
You sure you want me? Oh, I'd probably start gabbing with the customers and forget to give them their change.
Oh, that won't bother George none. You can start tomorrow morning.
Oh, Louise, thank
you. Now I'll go and give him the good news. Oh. Will he be surprised?
Oh. So will Archie.
Winking, Louise leaves.
These days, you're going to surprise me with a heart attack. Now, what is it?
No, I can't tell you yet, because I got to go get a little surprise to celebrate the big surprise.
Oh, I don't think I can take one surprise on top of another.
Don't you like me bringing home surprises?
Oh, Edith, with you, a surprise could be anything from a runaway horse to a Puerto Rican.
It's even better. I'll be right there.
Edith runs out the door.
She's bringing me a surprise. Help me, Lord.
You just did what, Louise? I told Edith she could have the job in the store.
At the Jeffersons.
No way, Louise. No way.
But George...
There's no way that honky's wife is going to come in my store. Except with a bundle of cleaning in one hand and some ready cash in the other.
George, those people are having a hard time.
So are we people. The only difference between them and us is that our people have had 300 years practice.
No, it will only be until Archie's strike is over.
That could be 5,000 months from now. What are people going to think when they come in the store and see a white face standing all behind the counter?
What would they think?
What would they think? The niggas will think she owns the store and the honkies will think we bleached the house.
George, you don't realize that times have changed. People ain't as dumb as you are anymore. Just last Sunday, Reverend Hamilton said we were all brothers under the skin.
Sure, he gets paid to say that. Bunk ain't no brother of mine. He ain't no distant relative. In fact, he don't even make a good stranger. No job, Louise. That's fine. Now.
George sits at the table.
What's for dinner, dear?
George, you win.
I knew you'd see it my way eventually.
After all, you'd only be driving poor Archie out of his mind.
Say what?
I said you were right, as usual.
No, no, what did you say about Bunker?
I said you would drive poor Archie out of his mind when he hear Edith's going to work for you. He'd probably jump off the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, yeah. The Queensboro Bridge is closer. And I can watch you from here.
George, settle.
I said she's got the job.
George grins maniacally. Next door, Archie plays solitaire at the dinner table.
Nothing. Well, give the deck three chances, then you cheat.
Gloria walks in.
Hey, Daddy. Where's Ma?
No, she took off out of here like a dingbat out of hell.
Why? What happened? She get a job?
She didn't get no job.
Oh, well, I'm going upstairs to freshen up.
Oh, geez, I hate this game.
Edith returns with a big pink box.
I'm back!
Oh, you're back, are you?
Look
out! Game on me here. Hold it, hold it. That is a surprise. Back to Orby's Bakery. Don't tell me you brought home something good for dessert for change.
Yeah, and I was very lucky, because it was just closing. Mr. Pastore likes to get upstairs to watch Walter Cronkite. He thinks they might be related, because they got the same eyebrows.
I'm thinking of one of them big, delicious chocolate cakes with all the nuts on the top. It ain't one of them.
That's right, it ain't.
She reveals a decorated cake.
Oh, hey, hey, hey. Oh, hold it here. What is this? Happy Bar Mitzvah, baby. Who the hell is Ivy?
He's the little boy that got the mumps, so his mother didn't come and pick up the cake.
Well, how are we going to eat this? This is a Jewish cake, you know? Give this to a kid before he gets circumscribed.
It was on sale, Archie. This is a $10 cake. I got it for $1.
Couldn't he give you something that said Merry Christmas, Ivy?
Oh, I don't think so. Anyway, that would be stale by now.
All right, cut out my chunk from the part that says happy there. Leave the bar mitzvah part for the meathead. He ain't a Jew, but he'll eat anything that ain't moving.
Archie, I got a job.
You got a job? I thought you said you couldn't get no job.
I got a job.
Now, wait a minute.
From George Jefferson.
Hold it. George Jefferson?
Yeah.
You mean next door George Jefferson?
Yeah.
You mean colored George Jefferson?
Right. Louise offered me a job in their cleaning store, and I start tomorrow.
Oh, wrong, Edith. You quit tonight.
Archie, it's like the answer to all our prayers.
Hold it, Edith. I don't pray to George Jefferson. You ain't gonna wait. Oh, no, Edith. What the hell's going on around here? You're getting a job in a colored store, you bring me home a cozy cake? The next thing, you'll have me sitting at the table with a Yamaha around my head.
I just want to help, and they need somebody in the store.
No, they don't need nobody at all. They're just telling you that. Don't you see what the game is? They're just trying to be friendly and drive me nuts. Oh. No, Edith, no, that's a handout. That's all I call that, a handout.
Archie, if I don't take this job, we'll have to go on welfare. Use food stamps.
Archie slowly turns to her.
What would you call that?
What Yeah, read it, but I mean, Edith, what are the neighbors going to say? I mean, the white neighbors, like the McNabs and the Happenings and the Munsons. I mean, you're working in a colored store there. What are they going to say?
I guess they'll just say hi, Edith.
I'm sorry you had a lousy day.
Oh, no, I didn't. I had a wonderful day.
Gloria spots the cake.
Happy bar mitzvah, Irving. Here's Irving.
Some little Jewish kid is still hurting.
Mike runs in.
Hey, everybody, I got some great news.
What is it, honey? What is it?
We're having cake tonight. Who's Irving?
Your news, honey, your news.
Oh, yeah, hey, I got a job.
Oh,
what?
What?
Isn't that great?
What? So did I.
Really?
What?
Where?
What?
The Jefferson's Cleaner.
What? What? What is that I heard the meathead say? I got a job.
You got a job?
Yeah.
That's the greatest news I heard all year. I hear that we're saved. We're saved by the Polish cavalry. Come on over here, Edith, right now, and get yourself on this phone here.
What for?
You're going to call up the Jeffersons. The number is right here, and you're going to tell George Jefferson that you resigned as of now.
But, Archie, I want to work.
Yeah, why does she have to quit her job?
Because, didn't you hear? Your husband, the meathead, has got a job. He's going to be the breadwinner now. He's backing me up. So you get over here, Edith, and you die.
Edith tightens her lips and stays where she is. Archie mocks her.
Okay, Edith, I got a finger, too. I can dive.
I can dive.
I'll get the number. I'll call the Jeffersons, and I'll say what has to be said myself. That's all. Get over here, meathead. What kind of a... Hold it. Hi there, Louise. Archie here. Is George there? I want to talk to him for a minute. Yeah, thank you very much. I'll tell him. So what kind of a... Hold it. Hi there, George. Archie here. I got a couple of things to tell you. First of all, my son-in-law, Michael, he just got a job. Yeah. Hold it. What kind of a job was that?
Tutoring a kid in history.
Hey, you hear that? Tutoring a kid in history. Brain work. Probably pays him a fortune. Yeah, how much you going to make a week?
About $20, $25 a week.
The kid's going to make...
Archie's smile vanishes.
And the other thing I wanted to say to you there, George, was that Edith here wants to talk to Louise. Edith, wait a minute.
Mike steps aside.
Get over here. Get on the blower.
Hello, Louise. Archie just wanted to say thank you. Yeah, I'll be there in the morning, 9:00 sharp.
Edith kisses Archie before hanging up. Glowering, Archie advances on Mike, who takes a piece of cake.
Between $20 and $25 a week. And you got the knife? Eat cake.
Mike considers, then takes a big bite.
Join us again next week when Edith is working, Gloria is working, and even Meathead is working while Archie sits at home on All in the Family next week. All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel, directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Written by Don Nickel and Michael Ross and Bernie West. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Sherman Hemsley, George. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.